BSB, which we do have a client coming from you guys too. It's my pleasure to help people, and I enjoy my work, and I guess they like me. They hold me back over there.
Stay over there forever.
Well, I love hearing that you're happy with your job. That's one of the most important things that I love to hear. So I want to congratulate you on your success and the, again, having a position and doing something you love doing makes you do it better. And it's a definite tribute to the services which you received and the inspiration that you provide. The Bureau can help you. The inspiration comes from yourself being confident, getting the confidence that you can do it, and then going to do it. That's the inspiration. I want to thank you for that and applaud you for being here today. Does anyone have any questions or comments?
Homa, this is Deb Reed from the NFB of Connecticut. We never, ever get tired of hearing these success stories, and I'm very, very happy for you, and I wish you continued success.
Thank you so much, Deb. It's one of the things that me and Bisbee work on it, which I have my confidence, which I can justify whatever. If I lose this sight, the other things, it took over.
Yes.
So it's still on the same person with the same ability.
Right.
And that kept me thinking that way.
That's huge. Yeah.
I don't see myself as legally blind.
Mm-hmm.
It's, for example, a lot of people, they cannot see far, so I think it that way. That's how I work with this man. I felt that way.
Well, that'll take you far in life for sure.
But just remember, Dr. Kenneth Jernigan, who was an inspiration to me, his story, he was a leader with the National Federation of the Blind. He said, you know, it is indeed respectable to be blind. And it's okay to say you're blind. It's okay to come as a blind person. But all people need to know is that we can do anything anyone else can do. We may do it a little bit differently with a little bit of extra help, but you prove that, you know, we can do it. So I'm blind myself. So thank you for that.
Thank you. And I want to mention it. It's since I had a lot of surgery in my eye, I put it this way. I couldn't see, but I managed to work. Because one of the things was my expression too, which is it was a show on TV. I couldn't see at all, but I was hearing it. This blind person, completely blind, won the being a master chef, and I felt if she can do it, I can do it. So I improved my hearing. Still, I can hear something too far, which my husband cannot hear it. Or I can have a sense more than before. So all together, and you guys help, and Jolo's help, and other people, it makes me more stronger.
And that's what our council is here for. And if you ever want to consider joining our council, you're welcome to join, because we need all the people we can get, and people who have had successful outcomes through the program, they can help other people as well. So don't be a stranger.
No, I won't. I hope that one day I'll have enough time to at least not even be as employee as a guest to come over and talk to people, because I do believe most of these clients need to have the confidence back, which is really important.
Yeah, and we feed off each other. Absolutely.
Yes.
Any other comments or words?
I have a question, Homa and Angelo. It's Anita from VR counselor down in the southwest of Connecticut. Hi, Homa. How are you? Congratulations. This is a great story that you're giving to all of us today. I have a couple of questions. So your adaptive software, what do you use? I'm curious. On your computer.
It's a lot of programming a computer, which is one of the things I did, honest with you, plus the magnifying glass that I have, because the monitors is too small, I got the TV.
Okay.
Which is okay. Bigger, I put it for my screen, and I have, I can larger the screen. I can use the magnify, which is comes with the program, with the windows, which I can use. I was going to use something that can read up for me if it's too small, but it's still, I can make it larger and read. I don't know as far as the software you mean, it's a lot of program you can use, but I didn't know what topic you want to use it for.
Okay, so like Zoom text, so it sounds like you're a Zoom text user, like magnification, you still have residual eyesight.
Yeah, it's a lot of things happened to me. I had a detached retina, I had bleeding in my left eye, which I had, I have a hole in there, and the lenses they took out, and they put the artificial lens, which my eyes couldn't hold it. So I have no lens at all in my eye. So my eye cannot justify the far and near. So with all those being said, when I see people directly in their face, I can see almost quarter of their face. So when I'm reading, it's the same way too. I had a lot of problem in my eye, and after that, it's hard for me to focus or with the smaller font to read. So mostly, I need something to justify and make it bigger.
Okay, thank you. And I also have just one more question, Homa.
Sure.
So virtual job coach, that's new to me in the world of job coaching. So can you explain, in a couple of sentences, I guess, you know, what a virtual job coach is? So you're completely virtual. So you don't go out on site
to
job coach.
No, I don't.
So that's a new age. That's actually pretty cool. That's a new age job coaching. So you just help folks that have computer jobs?
No, it's basically my job is to make a client ready for pre-employment. I train them what to learn. Also, I've been job coaching visually, which I go over the whole day they had instead of sitting by them. I ask them questions. And I feel that I was the whole day over there. And if they need help, I help them right there, which I... For example, one of them, it was hard for him to remember how to do, for example, multiple charging. So if someone pays half cash, half charge, it was hard for him to do it. So I said, make a cue card and put it right on register. So when you come to it, you can take a look at it. Now you're confident, you know what to do. So I could give those suggestion to them, which then it make it a lot easier for them.
That is awesome, Homa. That's great. Thank you so much, guys. I apologize. I was just interested.
No worries. That's great.
Thank you.
To have. Homa,
again. I hope I answered your questions.
You absolutely did. Thank you.
And you are showing that you're able to convey that confidence to other people, so that's even more great. So thank you.
Yes.
Again, don't be a stranger.
Not at all. Thank you so much. If you don't need me, I'm going to just go because I have another meeting.
You're dismissed.
Thank Thank you so much. Have a good day, everybody. Nice to see you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay, we're going to move to Hannah Rother real quickly. I'm going to put words in her mouth that things she wants to discuss happened, you know, a couple years ago. And right now, with Anita, with Christiana, the technologist, she's made such great strides. So anything over the last couple years, since Anita stepped into the picture, it's been great. And I can't thank Anita enough for her help and mentorship to both Hanarada and myself. And Christiana is just a superwoman with technology. So with that said, Hanarada,
welcome. Well, thank you. So my name is Honorata Kashmirchak. I've been a client of Best Fee since 2013, at which I had only 7 degrees of eyesight remaining due to retinitis pigmentosa. For those who are not familiar with it, it slowly deprives you of eyesight over the years, and it results in nothing more than light sensitivity in the last stage, and some people do become totally blind, meaning no light or movement. I've been working as an art teacher since 2003, and living a life with family, children, rebuilding a house that was falling apart. In 2010, I went back to school to get my master's degree in instructional design and technology, as my eyesight's supposed to completely disappear by the age of 50. I tried to figure out what else I can do in my life besides being a teacher. So I thought if I can provide instruction to staff members with respect to digital space and learning environments, I thought that's going to be a great career once I'm no longer going to be able to see the actual artworks. Unfortunately, 2 years into the program, with 3 classes left, I experienced severe decline of vision and was not able to complete my courses, and I dropped out. And in 2013, followed by a visit with low vision specialist, I was identified as legally blind, lost my driver's license, and that's when I became a client. The services that I received within the first month were very heartwarming, as I, within a month, was able to see five people from BESBE, both social service worker, intake, IT person, and vocational rehabilitation, rehabilitation counsel, and independent living skill person. And it was very uplifting, and it did give me a second breath, sort of, that yes, I can do it. I can continue this journey without some of the abilities that I had before, and they inspired me initially to continue my work as is and just be more brave about how I was approaching stuff. And I did everything that I was instructed to do. I received bump dots for my appliances in the house. I received Zoom for my computer with a little bit of training, and I did decide to immediately take on the cane training that was offered to me, as I had no night vision whatsoever, and I felt very unsafe traveling without a cane at night. So I did do that, and the services, once again, were just amazing. Where years later, looking back, where I felt that the agency could have done better, as I am still work in progress now, was that they did not offer, when I inquired about the Braille instruction, and knowing that I'm going to eventually lose all my sight, I was told that that's not something that's provided, and with the technology moving forward, I'm not going to need that in the future. Second thing that I have also learned over the years that I felt that it could have been introduced to me or offered was the independent living skills or transition to blindness programs in general. And as a teacher, having 2 months off in the summertime, I felt that that could have been kind of a game changer for me to learn those skills early enough so that I wouldn't have to fall into the cracks that I did fall through with respect of not being able to manage all the life's craziness in the time frame that I had. My work time extended eventually to almost 70 hours a week due to the low vision that I had. And I had difficulty managing that. Anxiety was very high. I imploded. Struggled at work. Originally, I asked the wonderful people who had originally stepped in to help me for advice and assistance with coaching in terms of retaining the employment. And at that time, I was unfortunately told that that's something that was not that best be did. And that was very sad to hear. I felt very lonely in my mission to stay in my job. It was very sad to not have at least the resources or any other direction given with respect to other avenues and what else I would have been able to do. So it just kind of made me slowly implode, although I was still fighting. And originally, upon my initial HR visit, I was given another chance. I was given accommodations at work. Unfortunately, with the change of guards with the principals, I have lost that with a new principal coming in. And I noticed change when they started removing my teacher's aides and paras out of the classroom, and I was left to dry. So I realized that's a sign, and I knew that's going to happen eventually. And then when I came back to Best Be again, you know, asking for help, because I knew there's got to be a way. I knew there's going to be a way, but I wasn't offered anything else. It took my technologist, who is no longer an employee of Best Be, a year to come back to my classroom to reinstall Zoom text platform on my computer because the computer's changed. And it took her till May, the end of the school year, to actually do that. I asked for evaluation with on-job environment to see if anyone can give me any ideas with respect to how I can organize my stuff better in a non-visual ways. And unfortunately, that didn't happen. The independent living skills individual was very eager to help me. However, they had to clock out from Best Be at 4, and that meant that they had to leave wherever they were in the state at 3 to make it back to Windsor. And I wasn't able to receive the independent living skills. And once again, if I was informed about the independent transition programs in the summertime, that would have been avoided, and that stress and the pressure would have been also avoided. Eventually, I lost my job as I basically gave up on myself. My union wasn't very helpful, and I retired with a disability, but I felt that I can still do something, having an able body, and wanted to quickly retrain myself to do something else. And unfortunately, the quickly was not something that I experienced. There was no quickly. Everything took forever to get approved, and most everything, because of my age, was not approved. So at that time, when I asked for transition to blindness program being aware of it, I was denied that. I was denied the extensive technology training originally. Then I was okayed to have it only once a month. And that wasn't enough, because I wanted to have it and have it done now. And it just wasn't happening in my case. Being stagnant, Phil and I both participated in lots of seminars, conventions, conferences, and any other workshops and webinars to kind of better ourselves with respect to the disability rights. And eventually I completed a certificate through the state of Connecticut as an ADA coordinator. Started looking at other avenues than my original plans. And thank you, Anita, for your patience and encouragement with respect to that. As I try to navigate what I am able to do with time lost, not wanting to go back to college for another 4 years in my old age of 52. Also, difficulty with learning the new technologies, as you know, JAWS is really, really cumbersome to learn. I am unable to right now learn Braille due to dexterity issues. I experienced hearing loss. So everything is kind of still challenging, but right now, as a success story in progress, I am now on the footsteps of having an internship with the City of Stamford as an ADA coordinator, which is something that I really, really want to do, hopefully full-time. I'm still uncertain about how to navigate the whole system of how Social Security works with respect to the ticket to work, and still need guidance on all those little financial elements of it. And I'm not sure if that's something that Best Bee is able to provide. I know that there's the online coach, you mentioned the job coach. I think I might need to connect with that, such a person, because I haven't been working for 5 years now. But I am really looking forward to that internship and hopefully have another chance on meaningful employment and being the success story of hopefully the spring time when you guys meet again. So I'm not sure if I might have missed quite a lot of stuff, but out of respect for everybody's time, I'm just going to end it here, and if anybody has any more questions for me, I'll take those.
Can I just a couple of things, just Honorata? It's Anita from VR Southwest.
Yes.
Counselor. So just to note that for benefits questions in regards to SSDI, SSI, we have benefits counselors. I will connect you to that individual, which she's a great resource in our area. So I will send you or work on with you to fill out that benefits checklist to get you connected to that resource. In regards to job coaching, you know, we can definitely connect you to a community rehabilitation provider that provides that support service on site when you're ready to rock and roll with the City of Stamford.
Thank you.
Any other questions, comments, feedback, concerns? Hearing none.
I think I lost everyone.
No, it's okay. Again, she is my wife, so I always look for the best for her. And both of us losing sight at the same time has been a struggle. I'm fortunate to have a pension. Her pension, because she was forced to retire so early, she took a 75% pay cut. So it's been difficult for her, and she's not a fighter like I am. So when they said, we'll offer you retirement, she just didn't want to fight it and took it. But I think if she had better support from a VR counselor at the time up in Southington, technology people, she could have been perhaps still teaching now. So it is personal to us, but I thought it's important for her to share her story to the VR council. Yes, someone.
This is Deb.
Hi, Deb.
This is Deb. Hi, Honorata. Thank you.
Hi, Deb.
Hi. Thank you. Congratulations, first of all, on your wedding. And I want to thank you for sharing your journey. It sounds like it was very painful and challenging, but you've come out of it
in a good space now with Ineda being a big help, and certainly got the drive, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And one thing I'll close with, I know that when we get signed up as clients, we're, I guess there's a checklist that the social work goes over, and it's about having, you know, if you are not happy with your services, how to essentially form a grievance. But that's never ever brought up again during the whole process. And when students or clients don't know what they don't know, I think that's when change doesn't happen, because they're not educated on what their rights are or what services they're entitled to or how they should be performed. And of course, nobody likes to complain to the boss. So hopefully this can be an indicator.
With that, Phil, I want to say that although I have been informed of that right and given a couple brochures from time to time, I had nothing to compare anything to. So when I was not told something or told that this is how it is, I just took it for the face value. So it never crossed my mind to complain.
Understood. And then again,
that's
a lot of things were not accessible.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. I know it was difficult. I can hear it in your voice. But thank you. All right. Next, we're going to move to the director's report. That would be Carol.
All right. I want to give an update on staff positions that we're currently hiring for. I will start with Children's Services. We did interviews for a quality control reviewer position, which would, it's the position that Lori McCruel, she retired, vacated, I suppose. Interviews happened, and there were recommendations for candidates to be hired, and I think that is sitting with the EEO office right now, and we're just awaiting approval. In VR, Mary touched on some of this already, but I'll quickly review. We're still, excuse me, goodness. We're going to repost for both transition counselor positions. We had one that accepted and then declined, so we got to repost both now. Mary did interviews for the bilingual counselor and has submitted recommendations for hire for that position. And currently, Mary, I know you're working on scheduling interviews for the other rehab technology teacher position. For clerical, Lisa Drew, our new administrative assistant, just started this past Friday, and she has been listening in with Rhea to this meeting. So, yay, welcome, Lisa.
Thank you.
We will be doing interviews this upcoming Tuesday for a Secretary 2 position, so hopefully we'll get some good candidates there. I'm also working with HR on reclassifying a vacant position to a processing technician position, so hopefully that position can take over coding iReports and helping out the Braille unit and those sorts of things to get that off of the adult services supervisor's list of things that he is doing. For adult services, interviews are happening today and tomorrow for their second rehab technology teacher position. So then we will have two in adult services, which there's never been any before. So that's exciting. And then I'm also working with HR and fiscal. In adult services, there is a vacant social worker position, and we're looking at seeing if we could take the social worker position that is currently being funded by those OIB federal funds, if we could switch that to the vacant position, you know, and not hire another person, and then have those funds for client services. So it's a work in progress. we'll see if that can be accomplished. I also wanted to give an update. We talked about accessible forms earlier. And so with JotForms, which is our software to help make forms